Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor as we enter championship weekend. Can't believe it, Professor. Another college football season has almost come and gone, at least the regular season has.
It is amazing, isn't it? You wait for so long, it gets started, and it seems like it goes by like a jet airplane. It's amazing.
It is indeed. Well, we have a couple of games to preview this weekend, or several, I should say. Championship games and a couple of regular season games that we will discuss in a moment. But first, let's talk about this college football playoff, and we kind of know who the top teams are. We know where everybody sits. I think it's clear that Clemson and Alabama are the top two teams, and of course after that you have the Big Ten championship game, which will play off for a spot, and then Oklahoma, we assume, will get that other spot. How do you see them lining up, assuming everybody wins? Now, we'll get into some scenarios in a minute, but assuming Alabama and Clemson win, how do you see the top four shaking out?
Well, you know, Jacob, I think it would be good if we had some idea of how this committee weights things. For instance, they've talked about that the conference championship means something. They've talked about strengths of schedule means something. You know, they've given different things. But wouldn't it be nice if they said, okay, if all things are equal, just somebody being a conference champion is worth 10% more to that team? That would give us an idea of how it's weighted, because the way they put it, it could say that it's weighted 60%. But having said that, there's a clear path, I think, for four teams. The winner of the Big Ten with Iowa and Michigan State, the winner we know will be in the playoffs. And we think that if Clemson wins their game, they'll be in. Now, the question is, okay, what happens? What happens to North Carolina if they were to upset Clemson? They would be a one-loss team. And we think that Alabama, if they defeat Florida in the SEC championship game, is in. And Oklahoma, who has finished theirs. Now, here's the question, Jacob. Mm-hmm. How much steam do they lose by not having a championship game?
I'm of the firm belief that Oklahoma will fall to number four, assuming everyone wins and everything goes as planned, and the winner of the Iowa-Michigan State game will be at three. The reason I say that, if you look at, I think you just mentioned it a minute ago, you said you don't know how the committee weights things. Well, we know one thing, the committee is not a fan of the Big 12. Last year, Baylor and TCU were on the outside, both outside looking in, and this year I think Oklahoma, because they're there in the Big 12, because they only play 12 games and they don't play that championship game, will be at number four. I think they'll get in because they're playing good football right now. But when you look at Iowa, when you look at Michigan State, Alabama, Clemson, all of them will have played 13 games. I think they'll get the nod over an 11-1 Oklahoma team. So I think Oklahoma's at four.
I do think Oklahoma, who is their conference champion, has that in their favor. But if I were doing it, I would have to be fair and give weight to these teams that have to play in a conference championship in order to win their champion, to be their champion. And so I would think that that's going to have a little bit of bearing, or it should. And I guess the one place that could come into play would be if North Carolina upsets Clemson. Does North Carolina then come ahead of let's say Oklahoma or someone else at that point?
No. Ohio State would get in that scenario, and you'd have two Big Ten teams in, and that's my opinion.
Well, if that happens, then that means they don't wait conference championship as much as they said they did.
That's true. But the unsung, I think the unsung catalyst in all this that nobody wants to talk about, but it's there, is Ohio State's Ohio State and North Carolina's North Carolina. I hate to say it. I think North Carolina, you know, they're ranked higher now in this newest poll, but I think Ohio State is Ohio State. They won last year. I think they're the second most talented team in the country to Alabama, and so therefore if Clemson loses, North Carolina has the resume, but Ohio State has the name, and I think Ohio State would get the nod.
Well, I think one thing that North Carolina has going against them, if you looked at the six teams we're talking about, I think we're talking about those four. Well, we got Michigan State and Iowa, so I guess we're talking about seven teams that we're considering here. And then if you threw Stanford in with two losses, we have to think about them. But the one thing that North Carolina does not have going in its favor is the fact that its schedule it would be the weakest of all of these teams that we're talking about. But the next weakest is Ohio State. So I just have a problem with, if we're going to give weight to strength of schedule, we're going to give weight to conference championship, that all of those have to go into have to go into the balance. Now, Stanford has two losses, but at the same time, they have their schedule is a very good one. It's probably second or third, mm-hmm. and then they they will have beaten here. They would have beaten USC in the conference championship game. They'll have that in their favor. So I don't know.
There are some games to be played this weekend. So let's get into them here as we close out our show. And we'll start with Temple at Houston. This is an AAC conference championship game. And a lot was made out of this conference early in the year when they had several undefeated teams. Well, they don't any longer. But this is the championship game. It's 11 o'clock on ABC Saturday. Who wins this game?
I thought at first I thought it would be easy Houston. But I got to thinking about the fact that that Temple, their calling card is a very good defense. So they might be able to hold Houston's offense down. And so I see this as a very competitive game, but I still think Houston will win the game.
Not a championship game, but the Big 12 has two regular season games to be completed this weekend. None of them involve the conference champion Oklahoma. But Texas plays at number 7 Baylor, and Baylor, of course, has the one loss. They probably have no shot of getting in the college football playoff unless something unbelievable happens and Alabama and Clemson both go down this weekend. But they play Texas this weekend. This is a real opportunity for Texas to pull an upset. Can they get it done?
I don't really think so. As you say, I was thinking they might do it, but then when I look at last week, how they came out and played, I just don't think they can do it.
Yeah, it was a tough one last Thanksgiving. Was it Thanksgiving night? I think they played Texas Tech in a bizarre ending to that game. All right, let's get into the big championship games now. USC, the Power Five, there are four of them this weekend. USC is playing at Stanford. Of course, this is the Pac-12 championship, and neither of these teams most likely will be in the college football playoff. USC is kind of plodded along. They have a few losses. Stanford, of course, with the two losses, one to Oregon, one to Northwestern. Who wins this game?
Well, I think Stanford will win the game, and when I think about it, this game between Southern Cal and Stanford, is this then are they playing for a place in the Rose Bowl? So that would be they still got a very big carrot in front of them. But then on the other hand, I mean, you look at each one of these, Jacob. Southern Cal spent itself to beat their crosstown rival last week. Stanford spent itself in defeating Notre Dame. What a game that was. That was one of the better games of the year and they won that. But I just kind of think that Stanford has more leadership than does Southern Cal.
I think you're probably right. I tend to be on Stanford's side as well. North Carolina against Clemson. This is in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium there. And the Carolina Panthers, who might be the best team in football, will not be playing, but it is their stadium. But Clemson is supposedly the best team in college football, but they didn't look like it last weekend when they played South Carolina, winning only by 5 points. And a lot of people think North Carolina could come into this stadium. It's a relatively home game type drive for them to this stadium and give Clemson a lot of problems. I think Clemson will win the game close, but could North Carolina pull it off here?
I think they could. Here's the way I look at this game. First, North Carolina is playing much better right now than is Clemson. All right, that's one. But the other side of that coin is that Clemson is a better team than North Carolina. So that kind of balances each of those out. But I think in the end that Clemson will win.
Let me throw out a scenario for you, and we'll get to the SEC championship game last. But assuming Alabama wins convincingly and Clemson wins in a very sloppy, you might even want to say overtime, defensive, not pleasing type of game against North Carolina, does Alabama ascend to number one?
I think it's very possible that could happen. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that happened.
Okay.
Because if you look at it again, looking at who they've played, the wins of the team that they've played, there's a huge difference between Alabama and North Carolina. And Clemson. There's just a huge difference. And so I think on that basis, that could very, very easily happen.
Let's go to Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium where the Colts play. And we have Michigan State and Iowa. This is a play-in game. I mean, the committee has made it very clear that these two teams are playing for a spot in that Final Four. I believe it'll be to the third spot. Iowa undefeated. People have doubted the Hawkeyes all year, but last week they proved it once again by going to Lincoln, Nebraska and winning a very, very tough game there. Michigan State just demolished Penn State. They did what they had to do. So these two teams, the most impressive right now in the Big Ten. Who's the Big Ten champion in your mind?
Well, first of all, let me say that I think that Iowa and Michigan State is giving a huge shot in the arm to the Big Ten
mm-hmm.
because this is going to be a big-time game.
Yeah.
And when's the last time they've really had a big-time game in the Big Ten?
Well, if one real quickly here before you get to your pick, if you look at it, they have three teams in a row there in the top 6-7 in the college football playoff. That's a big deal for the Big Ten. It's been the SEC that's had, you know, Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss, whoever. But this is the Big Ten with Ohio State, Michigan State, and Iowa. That's pretty good for that conference.
I agree. But also add to that, here's Iowa, who's not won anything in a long time. And Michigan State, who, even though they've had quite a bit of success in the last several years, I mean, they really played at a high level. But yet they've still kind of been under the shadow of Michigan and Ohio State. And now they're under the bright light. And so I'm just thinking that Michigan State, the Michigan State followers and fans, and Iowa's followers and fans, this is going to be some kind of game. But I still think Michigan State will win the game.
See, I'm going to continue to go Hawkeyes. I just can't. This team, they don't wow you. I mean, they don't get out there with a bunch of speed on the edge and all that stuff. They just run straight up the middle, and they do it. But they do it without making mistakes. If you notice, they're like one of the least penalized teams in the Big Ten. They turn it over very infrequently. I like Iowa.
And their quarterback is one of those quarterbacks that just, you know, he plays with heart. He's skilled.
He does.
I don't mean he's not talented, but he plays with heart. You really have to like them. And I guess if we started the year and every week I picked Michigan State, and every week you picked Iowa, that you'd be one up on me. So that makes the fact that probably you're going to be right.
Well, we'll see. This is a bigger test than they've had, I think, so far this year in the Big Ten. Let's go to the SEC Championship. Of course, we all know where it's played, Georgia Dome. Atlanta, Georgia, number two Alabama. They escaped a pretty interesting contest for a while in Auburn this past Saturday. Florida, of course, lost to Florida State, and they just don't have any offense whatsoever. They're rated in the 90s and 100s in total and scoring offense. It's been abysmal for the Gators. Any chance, what chance does Florida have in this game?
Well, I think they have a chance, and I think it's based on their defense. I think their defense may be as good as anybody's, and they're really good. They're good on the back end. They're good on the defensive line. They have a really good defense there, and their linebackers are just, you know, they're sharp. I'm talking about they play with a lot of football savvy, and from anytime you've got that kind of defense, you're in the game, and they're just going to need to make some plays, and I think it'll have to be just some plays that they hadn't made so far this year. But who knows? They might come in with some kind of options that confound Alabama. But Alabama, if Alabama plays their best, they will win easily.
And if you look at the Alabama this year, and I'm looking down their point total, their lowest output was Tennessee. They had 19 points in that game. I wouldn't say Tennessee's leading the league in defense. If Florida holds Alabama to less than that, it would be obviously the best defensive performance of the year. But if they get 19 points, Alabama does, I don't see Florida being able to score more than that. I mean, that's just the issue right now with Florida.
Well, it would take some turnovers and some big plays that happen where you break down or get a tip pass or something like that.
Treon Harris, of course, is the Florida quarterback. He's their offense. Kelvin Taylor, the running back, is the best player on their offense. But the issue is you got to run against this Alabama defense, and nobody. Auburn actually did about as well as anybody, but nobody really runs against that front seven. So that'll be a key. And I think you're right. I think for Alabama's offense, this is a big game because they're going to be going to the playoff and playing some elite defenses. They're going to have to perform well, and I think Jake Coker, the spotlight will be on him. How's he going to play? As we saw, Derrick Henry, 46 carries in the last game. He may be fatigued in this game. You never know what you might have to do. Real quickly on Derrick Henry, do you think the Heisman will eventually go to him?
I think so, unless something happens to him like happened to Fournette when LSU played Alabama. I think he's pretty well the leader as far as I'm concerned. Now, how other people think, I don't know.
Yeah, sufficient to say, I think if Alabama wins the game, I'm assuming Henry doesn't get hurt or something, completely bizarre. I think if Alabama wins, it's Henry's to lose. Well, we'll be back next week, and we'll talk about what happens this weekend in championship weekend and look ahead to what we will then have is the college football playoff and bowl games, and we'll have shows all throughout the month leading up to that, as we always do here at BunSports.com. So for the college football professor, I am Jacob Bunn. We will see you next time.